Good afternoon. Here we are. Guess what?
Welcome to Motti Radio, providing the Motti community with conversation, music and news. Check out our app on all Android and Apple devices.
Welcome.
Thank you for the welcome. You are now live, tuned in with...
A and...
Jay!
Hello. And good afternoon and welcome to the Lunchtime Live with ourselves. And I pretty much thought that you may be able to guess who my new curry is. Who's my new curry?
It's me, it's Javita. So excited to be here right now.
So hello, curry. How are you doing?
I'm good, curry. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Indeed. So welcome and good afternoon to everyone. So today, I should probably say that my curry will be joining me. So we are literally going to be like currying for the foreseeable.
Exactly. And if you don't know what co-ing means, it means co-hosting. I am the new co-host of Motti Radio.
Yes, indeed. Yay to me. So it's going to be so much fun. So obviously Javita will bring a different dimension along with the dimension that I bring. So it'll be really interesting to get. And we vibe quite well. I think we vibe quite well off of one another. So I think it's going to be a fun one. I'm looking forward to it. Are you?
Of course I am.
Cool. All right. So as my new co is a little bit new to how things roll, you know, we always talk about what you can expect in the show and what is coming up. So we are going to be doing our announcements. We are going to be doing some Motti news, which is Spill the Tea. We'll also be doing birthdays as per usual, and this week we will be having our topic of conversation between myself and Jovita. So we've decided to call the show A and J for now, but we're going to leave it open to you, and any suggestions that you want to share with us, you are welcome to chime in. So do remember, Jovita sent out an email, so do remember you can email us at radio@maisonmotti.co.uk, or you can text in at 07939 828 739, and we will be having live calls soon as well, so yes, you'll be able to call in live. Oh my gosh, hopefully that will be, maybe not next week, maybe the week after, but soon, very soon, we'll be able to do that as well. So it's going to be absolutely good fun.
Honestly, make sure to text in, email in with any suggestions that you'd like to hear on air, any of your stories that you'd like for us to let the public know, and all that good stuff, because we are dying to hear it all.
Indeed. All right, so let's just check our inbox in the meantime.
So today we're going to be having lots of juicy conversations, lots of topics. It's going to be very interesting, very random. So I hope you guys do enjoy them. Yeah. But make sure to like text in any topic conversations that you guys would like to hear, because we are very open to suggestions, as well as names and stuff. So if you guys want to change the show from A and J to J and A, let me know, because I wouldn't mind going first. That would be fun. But yeah, no, it should be a good time, honestly. So don't forget, radio@maisonmotti.co.uk, or text in on Andrea's phone, and it'll be a great time.
Okay, all right. So back to our schedule of announcements. So as you do know, the Motti Radio Lives will be moving from a Wednesday to a Friday.
How fun.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. I think when we put it out at the managers meeting, even the managers were like, yeah, Friday's a better day. So definitely up for a Friday. It's more of a fun day, isn't it?
No, exactly. What a way to start your weekend, hearing our voices.
Indeed. And having a little bit of fun to see in the weekend as
Indeed.
Well. I think so. I think it's going to be great. So Mostak was just giving us the thumbs up over there.
Vibes. We love that.
Indeed. Everyone's cheering us on. So we are at head office today. We're not at the box. So we're at head office in the meeting room. Yay. So this will be uploaded on the website as well. So the very first curry show that we'll be doing together will be podcasted and up on the mottiradio.com website. So do remember, as soon as this show is over, at some point you'll be able to see that in the podcast section of mottiradio.com. Don't forget to check out Motti Radio for various things like our meditation playlist, and also we'll be scheduling some easy listening and some easy sleep listening playlists at, you know, particular times of night. So do look out for that as well when it gets scheduled, to help you sleep, because it's all about therapy and it's all about feeling good and it's all about wellness. Indeed.
And by the way, guys, if you would like to send in, you know, your top fave favorite song, five songs that you're, you know, listening to right now, please do send them in to radio@masonmoti.co.uk. Because we will start playing some of your favorite songs right now, making a little segment about you so that you can tune in, listen to your songs, just vibe out, really.
Yeah. So if you have any stories that you'd like to share with us as well, that would be really great. We're going to talk a little bit of the world according to ChatGPT in a little later.
We love chat.
Jovita loves chat.
Yeah, I do love chat.
Jovita loves chat. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about, you know, the world according to ChatGPT a little bit later. So all right, so first of all, we have spill the news. So actually before we have spill the news, before we talk about that, actually I just wanted to say something that I saw on Google today, which was very interesting, and it's talking about mental health. And it was saying that basically that you're using AI, you'll be able to smartphones and all devices will be able to pick up on people's mental health based on the type of websites that they visit. What do you think about that?
I don't like that.
Why not?
I don't like that. Sorry. Every day I'm Googling random things that people say to me because people like to use words that I don't know. So I'm just like, what does that mean? So I go on Google. So I don't know if that would be great for me. I think I'll get, you know.
It's not an IQ test. It's your mental health.
I know, but it will diagnose me with a lot of things.
Do you know what? I think for those people that Google like random things, like the most random things, I wonder what kind of diagnosis it would give them. But I don't know if I quite like that. I think it's a bit of an invasion of privacy, really.
No, honestly, going through like my search history, you're seeing Sims 4 cheats like all the time. No. I'm going to say that I'm incapable of doing things for myself.
Oh my goodness.
No.
You definitely don't want that. No way. But I mean, there are people who like literally Google like random things. There's people that go on random websites. Sometimes something pops into your head and you just like check it out.
No, literally.
Just to see. So, I mean, I don't know if I like the idea of, you know, I mean, there's two ways you can look at it, really, because like you can sort of say to yourself, all right, well, what about if you spend all day on Facebook, if you spend all day on TikTok, if you spend all day on, what's it going to say about your mental health then? Because it's not going to, I mean, unless it monitors exactly what you watch, then it can't really give you any kind of feedback, can it, apart from the fact that you spend a lot of time on social media.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I have no friends. And listening to other people's story times all the time.
But there are people that do that, like literally are addicted to social media.
Yeah, you know, there is something wrong with that, and there isn't at the same time. I'm going to say there isn't, because I definitely am right now.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
So please, I don't want no diagnoses. I don't need AI going into
phone.
My...
Tell the phone.
Yeah, hello phone. Please don't look into my history. I don't need to know.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to know what diagnosis or where that information is actually going as well. Do you know what I mean? Because what are they going to do with that? It's going to a central system, which is what I saw. But like, what for?
I'm going to send it to the government.
Yeah. I mean, I did see a video as well. Someone sent a video. It was going around on TikTok about, you know, the government creating like files and centralised information on people and stuff like that. And they're actually passing the bill through Parliament to be able to collect like lots and lots of data.
Because they've
like
taken
historic stuff. Did you see it?
Because they've taken the encryption off Apple devices now. So like anything that you guys, like before, like you know how you have like WhatsApp encryption and like different apps have different encryptions. Technically your phone is for your like your phone, but now Apple are giving that data onto like the government and stuff. The US done that ages ago, but the UK has done it recently. So like
in line with the EU.
It's all like
so all of you Apple users, and go back to Android. We've been telling you.
No thank you.
We've been telling you from the beginning.
I love FaceTime, can't get rid of it.
Oh my gosh, you can have WhatsApp video calls.
It's not the same. It's the same.
Why is FaceTime different from a WhatsApp video call? People, please share with us. Why is WhatsApp video call different from FaceTime? Okay, so welcome to the team, Joe. Phoenix is saying A and J.
Oh, thank you. J and A potentially. You know. A and J, fine, for now.
A is the first letter of the alphabet, just saying.
Okay, that's true. I'll give you that.
Okay, so all right. So, yeah, I mean, what about you guys who are out there with your Apple devices? And Android devices. I don't think actually it matters what phone you have. I think as long as you have a smartphone, to be honest, you know, we can start the Android Apple argument, but
you don't want to go there with me.
Well, you don't want to go there with me, to be honest. You know, I really think I've had both. So have you had an Android phone?
I have.
Okay.
Where is iMessage?
You know that Android has a version of its own?
Oh no.
It does. It has an instant message thing of its own.
Oh. It's not as cool as iMessage though, but you know, that's the topic for another day.
iMessage. Listen, whatever Apple does, Android can do too.
There's
no unique properties. I think that's down to your device, because like I had a Sony phone and that camera was absolutely amazing.
You think so?
And it was Android.
You know what? The only thing I can give Android praise about when it comes to the camera is the fact that you guys can zoom in like times 100.
Right.
And like that zoom is crazy. Like I've seen people like on one building zooming into like another island somewhere else. One holiday. Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, cool, I'll give that to you. Mm. When it comes to like the post-worthy photos, no.
Mm. Yeah, I mean they could say that they're leading in that, you know, but you know, it's a matter of opinion really, that's what I say.
I guess so.
All right, so spill the tea. Let's spill some tea. Now we've had that little interlude, little chat.
Okay, cool. So as you guys know, we have a staff forum group and we have a new member, and that is Oliver Tosin from Moti Villa. So we did, I didn't do it, neither did we. John did a poll, and it was to vote a new staff member into the staff forum group, SFG. Yeah. And Oliver Tosin won with 43.48% of the staff votes, which is great. And he joined the last quarterly meeting that was held last Friday. So I hope he had a great time there.
Yes,
so,
I hope it was good.
Literally, that's another staff member to go to if you have any.
Apparently there was lunches and all that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, there's always a good lunch, you know what I mean?
Good lunch, so, yeah, it was all going on.
Yeah. So guys, if you do have like any issues you want to bring up, do go to your representative so that you can, you know, discuss that with them. They can bring it to light at the SFG group.
Indeed. So do make sure you know who your rep is as well, because obviously that's where you start. And then yeah, if you have any issues, just email it over.
It does get highlighted, guys.
Yeah, it does get talked about, it does get considered, and it does get given airtime. So yeah, indeed. you can trust that's definitely going to happen. Okay, so we still have SMT coffee and chat online sessions for frontline staff. We'll be starting some point soon, and look out for that. And I know that the frontline staff are definitely looking forward to that as well. So we are having an activity lead meeting this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to seeing our frontline activity leads this afternoon, whether it's online or in person. So that's going to be the first one that we're having for the new year as well, so that's going to be absolutely wonderful.
Okay, sounds great.
So a little bit of news that we have from Mostack, which is we now have plans for more exponential growth and are looking at new projects. Planning to soon start building works at Nivas, adding 2 beds, and at Lodge at some point in the coming months to add another bedroom. We have started on the next phase of e-care development to add HR and health and safety. We have scheduled the one team event, which I do believe is in July sometime.
Yeah, around that time. So that should be great. So get ready for that. Lots of activities, lots of discussions, and you know, nice way to bond with other staff members.
Indeed. All right. So I think that's kind of the end of the announcements. We do have some birthdays. So we have service users' birthdays, and we also have staff. So we are still in the month of February. So you know that you have probably been listening all month. If your birthday is in February, you've probably been listening all month, right? And you probably heard your birthday shout outs at least 3 or 4 times by now. Well, not 4 times, but at least 3 times by now. So if not, then we are definitely going to give you a shout out right now. So let's talk about the service users. Start with the service users first. So we have Lloyd. from Floating Support. So happy birthday, Loy.
Happy birthday.
Whoop, 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 whoop. We're going to have a little birthday song. We're going to have so many things that's going to be coming as well to like Mighty Radio. It's going to be so interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, so both definitely interesting listening. All right, and then we have Leah at Lodge. Happy birthday, Leah.
Happy birthday.
We have Wayne from Mansions. Happy birthday, Wayne.
Happy birthday, Wayne.
We have Daniel from Nivas. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday.
Also, we have Joe from Nivas. Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday. Oh, two birthday celebrations at Nivas.
Yeah, indeed. There's a lot of cake going around.
Must be.
So we have Emily at Place.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Emily. And then we have Tracy at Villa.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Happy birthday to you. And then we have Andrew at Willow. Happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
And that would be it in terms of service users. So quite a few that we have birthdays in February. And we'll be in March. So next week, you can expect to hear all of March's birthdays. So do you want to do staffs?
I'll do staff. Okay, no worries. So Arafa's birthday recently passed, so happy birthday, Arafa, from MMC Hayes.
Happy birthday, Arafa.
Asha, manager at Lodge, her birthday is also recently passed, so happy birthday to Asha.
Happy birthday, Asha.
Eva at Mansions, happy birthday to you. That's coming up in a couple of days, actually.
So hers hasn't come yet. Cool.
Vibes, vibes, vibes. We've also got Judith, whose birthday has just passed, and Oliver Tosin, who also had a birthday on the same day.
Yes.
Oh, as well as Asha as well.
Birthday twinnings.
Yeah, oh, yeah, birthday triplets. Well. Oh, Asha, gosh. Judith, and Oliver Tosin. Happy birthday to all of you. Philomena's birthday was early Feb, so happy belated birthday to you.
Philomena.
And Oliver Todimu's birthday was also early Feb, so happy birthday to
birthday
you.
And happy birthday to the newborn baby, because the baby was born on her birthday.
No way.
How amazing is that?
Oh, joint birthday party soon,
yeah,
come.
Mommy and baby. How cool.
So there's congratulations. February, make them Pisces and Aquariuses.
So mid-March is Pisces when Pisces starts. So early, mid-Feb is when Pisces starts. So early Feb is Aquarius. Late Feb is Pisces.
Oh, nice. Mm. Okay.
So they would both be Aquarius, 2nd of Feb.
Oh, that's so adorbs.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
Cool. All right, so now we get to the juicy stuff, which I do believe that Javita put in the email. Didn't she say juicy topics?
Or juicy topics.
Of that sort. So let's see what Javita wants to talk about today.
Oh my gosh, what do I want to talk about first? To be fair.
I see that one.
Okay, cool. Let's do this. So me and Andrew were talking about this earlier because I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I have been going around the office telling people about it too in case they haven't noticed. But what is really a trending topic on TikTok? I know most people don't use it, but I love it. Mm. Trending topic. There's this woman, American woman from New York. She flew to Pakistan under catfish pretenses to get married to a man from Pakistan.
Catfishing is a thing.
No, catfishing is very much a thing. She rang on the parents' doorbell. Parents came, saw her, said, "You're not who we thought you were." Son came out, "You're not who we thought we were." And they told her to go away. No worries, perfectly fine. She went away. She then became quite famous in Pakistan because she was on the news. She was speaking to different like diplomats and stuff and letting them know that she's here to change the country around. She was demanding 5,000 a week, and then I think it was on a Tuesday or something, and she wanted $20,000 by Friday so that she can make Pakistan a new place. Apparently she requested for land, and she also requested for citizenship.
Is anyone else familiar with this story?
No, it's on social media. It's going crazy right now. She's called Onija, in case you guys are wondering what her name is. And her name has been ringing bells for the past 2 to 3 weeks right now.
Interesting.
I thought it was great.
Phoenix is saying we should do the Marilyn Monroe birthday song.
Never heard of it, actually.
Oh, the Mr. President. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
That one. Yeah. Well, okay, cool. We'll keep that in mind for our birthday shout outs as well. I was thinking the Stevie Wonder one. That's so fun.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's a common one.
Maybe we'll have two.
Nice as well. Then we can just have it playing in the background.
We'll switch it up.
Who's going to sing Happy birthday, Mr. President?
I think your voice sounds nicer for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I can't sing. I can just talk. Do you like a bit of karaoke, though? But yeah, so She's now requesting for all these things from Pakistan. The people of Pakistan find her absolutely hilarious. She's going viral over there. She's going viral in the US, and she's also going viral in the UK. And with all her demands and that kind of stuff, everyone's question is, when will she be going home? Well, apparently the Pakistani government, they paid for a flight for her to go home.
So she got lucky then.
Yeah, she got lucky.
The government paid for her flight.
Yeah, she got a free flight back home.
She caught this guy under catfish pretenses, and then still got money that she was demanding.
I got the 5K.
She didn't get the 5K, but she got a flight. How much did the flight cost? You know, it must have cost something decent.
No, for real.
So, like, how did she manage this? I always wonder how people manage to get.
Excuse me, if it was me, they'll be telling me to book my own flight home.
Hello.
Do you know what I mean? On your arrival there, where is your flight back? Can we see it, please?
Yeah, well, they'll just like send you out of the country silently, like, you know, in shame.
No, off you go. Something,
yeah.
But she became like very world renowned, which was great for her. She got her flight back, but she kept talking about how she wants to go to Dubai, but she called it Dubai's. So. Her flight mysteriously had a layover in Dubai's.
Ew.
She got off the flight in Dubai. Instead of waiting for her flight back to New York, she went out into the country and missed her flight back home from New York.
Wow.
So now the mystery is,
where is she?
Because they've seen her in a couple TikTok videos speaking to different people. People have like recognized her in Dubai from the TikTok scandals and stuff like that from Pakistan. And now she's just out there in the world, probably living her best life in Dubai's. And we've had no updates.
So she got her wish.
She got her wish. She went to Dubai's.
See, sometimes, you know, if you go for it, you get it. Sometimes if you don't give it too much effort, you still get it. So,
you know, I would not recommend.
It works differently for everyone.
No, literally. Do not go over to like foreign countries.
Don't do things under catfish pretenses.
That too. Didn't you have a story about that
as
well?
I was just going to say, I do have a story to share. So don't ask too many questions as to where I got this story from. People, because it is confidential information, however, as to where I got the story from, but however, I'm allowed to share this. So I heard, I can only really say that I did with my own ears, this story that there was a gentleman who was, I mean, people see, you see this kind of thing on TV all the time.
90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, so there was this gentleman who was in a marriage. His marriage was on the rocks. He wasn't happy, and he had met this woman online, and he was planning on, apparently, this is what I heard through my own ears from the horse's mouth, he was planning on leaving his wife anyway. He was planning on selling the house, and he met this lady online. She was talking about, you know, she, you know, beautiful picture apparently, and she was talking about that she was on OnlyFans and all of this stuff. So I thought that this man had met this woman or seen this woman or spoken to this woman
at least,
but he hadn't. So he was planning on selling his house and moving halfway across the world to move into this woman's house, and he hadn't even spoken to her in person. He hadn't even seen her in real life. He had just literally been speaking to her on Facebook Messenger via text.
No.
And he said that when he asked her for a video call, he asked her for a voice call, she said that she doesn't want to speak to him until he's at the airport. Now, wouldn't you think that that's something suspicious?
That is so dodgy. Did he not think it was dodgy?
He is all ready and set to go. What are you saying? He's ready. He's like, yes, I'm selling the house. I'm taking my half. My wife will be okay. My ex-wife will be okay. She will have the money she needs. And, she, you know, I'm going to go over to, you know, live with this woman on her farm, you know,
wow.
And start tending her farm.
Wow.
And her actual farm.
No way.
Start tending her farm and and all of that. So I had to ask him. I said, you haven't spoken to this lady?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no. And I was like, so you're gonna sell your house, get on a plane with all that money that you've got, and go to this person's home that you've never seen, never met before.
On a farm?
On a farm. So he was like, yeah, because I feel like she's got all this land, and she started OnlyFans because she couldn't afford to tend the farm. So she started an OnlyFans so that she could afford to keep the farm. And so he's going over there to help her tend the farm and all that sort of thing. And I was like, okay, you know, everyone makes their own choices in life. This is an absolute grown adult, you know, so I can't sort of say, you know, don't do it, but...
No, but don't do it.
Don't do it.
I've watched a movie like this. This is how the kidnapping starts.
Not even kidnapping. You see things like this happen. You know, people show these on, like, TV programs, like, when people go to, you know, another country. But I'm sorry, if you've not spoken to this person... It could be anyone. He could be being catfished right now.
We need to get Nev on the line right now. He needs to make a whole show, an episode about this man.
Nev, where are you, Nev? Where are you?
Catfish UK, where are you?
Oh, my gosh. Because seriously, like, what if? I would love to have known the outcome. I'm not sure if I ever will, but I would love to have known the outcome of that.
No, if you do, can you please let us all know?
Give an update.
I'm so intrigued. I'm so intrigued by this.
But yeah, that was an interesting story. What did you guys think of that? Do you have any stories to share with us? We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget.
Okay, well, if you understand the term catfishing, here is what it is. So basically, there's two individuals. One individual has maybe potentially lied about their name, their age, what they look like.
Yeah, the whole
face
presentation.
Entire presentation. They might be lying about where they live, what they do. Mm. Recently, in recent times, people have been catfished by... I think I'm allowed to say this because I am Nigerian. Do you know what I mean? Okay. But, you know, by Nigerians. It could be for... Or anyone really from different countries and stuff. People could be asking for money. People could be, like you said, moving to different countries and stuff like that, not knowing who they're meeting.
Yeah.
And then it could be, they could come up as one way and the next minute a whole different person. To be fair, that's why I think the show 90 Day Fiancé is wild.
Okay. Can I just say this? It's not just
Nigerians. Oh, no, it's not just Nigerians. I'm just saying, but like... Yeah.
It's not just
Nigerians, yeah. Of course. But yeah, there's been a few stories around that, a few stories around people from all over the world getting catfished by other people from all over the world,
yeah.
Not knowing if they're speaking to a man or a woman.
Yeah, I know that I've had some fake profiles message me on Instagram. Yeah, talking about, oh, I love you. Do you love me? You're beautiful. And like the picture's really nice, but you know this is not the person that you're speaking to.
No, honestly.
Like you can just tell by the level of English language that this is not the person that you're speaking to here. Do you know what I mean? And so it's really funny because it's like, I know your profile's fake. Stop messaging me.
Literally.
Because I heard that there was a thing that, you know, men from other countries were trying to get women to fall in love with them.
Yeah.
Over like online, like through chat. So I feel like that could have been what happened to that gentleman who's going all the way to wherever he's going to go and probably sort out that farm.
Sort out that farm. No, stop it. No, but I did hear about a story, not recently, maybe like 6 months ago to a year ago, where there was a woman. She was being catfished by who she thought was Johnny Depp.
Oh my goodness.
And she was sending tons and tons and tons. I think she went on This Morning as well. And then she basically explained her story about how she thought that she was in a relationship with Johnny Depp, like the real Johnny Depp. And because he was going through that divorce and all that kind of stuff that was happening at the time period, she was like trying to be like, you know, a shoulder to lean on for her potential future husband.
And... Sorry, carry on.
And yeah, and it turned out it wasn't Johnny Depp because she got some investigators in and then they went and reached out to him and he actually responded and said, like, it's not me. Like, loads of people do, like, get profiles pretending to be me, but it's not me. I'm not speaking to anyone in that manner.
Wowie. Because I think, was it you that showed me the Brad Pitt one?
Oh, yeah, Brad Pitt as well. Brad Pitt,
where this woman paid for this man's whole surgery and everything. Yeah. She thought she was paying for, like, Brad Pitt to get better. And
like, pictures from, like, a hospital bed or something.
Like, he actually did look like Brad Pitt, though.
No, literally.
No, he did that well, to be fair.
I wouldn't be too surprised. Be careful with the catfishers, guys.
Be careful. And so for all those who do not know what catfishing is, it's literally just faking your identity in a nutshell. It's literally faking whatever your whether it's your appearance, whether it's your job, whether it's the money you have, whether it's where you live, all of that is just faking your actual identity, just saying that you're somebody that you're not, to appear more appealing to the person that you are trying to, you know, get the attention of, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, that is a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. I think that's a lot of energy because eventually you're going to have to see this person.
And it's not going to be
and
there.
And then what?
Yeah, no. No, but some people think, oh, like, because obviously I've watched a lot of catfish episodes. They might just be like, oh, it's fine, forget the outer appearance, like it has been me you're talking to, you've like fallen in love with like my
personality,
yeah, which then kind of leads me on to the conversation of like Love is Blind.
Oh,
have you seen the show on Netflix?
I have seen the show on Netflix, yes.
Yeah, which is great. People do technically fall in love with people's personalities without seeing their looks.
Yes, yes,
yeah, so
yes.
Like maybe, you know, catfishing isn't as bad as we see, as it seems.
Well, do you know what I think is funny as well? I understand that, but do you know what I think is funny as well? What if both people were catfishing and then they meet each other and they're both not? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, but like, wouldn't you walk past the person in the airport anyways? I would.
Yeah, because you wouldn't. That's not who you're looking for.
No, honestly, you might be looking for me, but I wasn't looking for you. No, never.
Oh, my goodness.
That is too funny. You know what else I've seen recently as well? So there was a man trapped in a massage chair and he seeks help from Twitter.
Oh.
So instead of calling, like, I don't know, like an ambulance, the police, he goes and he tweets, SOS. Yeah, SOS on Twitter, I'm trapped in the massage chair.
Too funny.
What do I do? Because he's unable to free himself. But like,
how does he get trapped? Did he have to strap himself in?
Like, I don't know.
Get trapped in the massage chair, people.
Apparently, it was in his home. He's ordered this like massage chair.
Oh, he was alone.
He was alone at home. Oh, no. And he trapped himself in a massage chair. And he thought, you know what? Forget any sort of emergency services. I'm going to go straight to Twitter. Here's my model and type of massage chair. Yeah. How do I get out?
Do not follow that example, people. Warning, do not follow that example. If you are ever trapped in any kind of anything and you are alone at home, please do call the emergency services, okay? Not Twitter.
No, honestly, because...
Do not put out an SOS on social media.
No, because they probably won't give you the right advice anyways. No, because... Why is it that recently as well? Because to be fair, I do the same thing. If I'm like stuck with something or like something's happened or like I don't know how to operate something, my first thought would be like go onto Google.
Mm-hmm.
Or like go onto like, I don't know, like Reddit or TikTok and be like, how do I use this? Or like what to do like if this happens, like OMG, my microwave's been set on fire. Like, how do I get rid of the fire?
Yeah, when it's actually on fire.
Yeah.
I was talking to you today, actually, about, just before we came on air, I was talking to Jovita about, there's a meme that's going around with somebody who's choking. And their friend goes onto YouTube to see how to do the Heimlich maneuver. And by the time, because YouTube shows ads, so they went on to see how to, you know, how to do the Heimlich maneuver. And then YouTube was showing all the ads while this person is in the background physically choking. And by the time the adverts finished, the person, like...
Has cleared their airways.
No, the person is, like... Died. Oh. Because it's not like it's not real, it's like an actual, like, it's a joke thing.
But okay,
like basically they're saying that the adverts have no chill. So
they
basically
have no chill.
Yeah, they're saying the adverts have no chill because like you can't, if you're doing it, you can't go on YouTube in emergency, basically, because if you do that, you're gonna like you're gonna have ads and someone could choke to death in
which
the meantime.
Is why we love TikTok has no ads. TikTok, 5 second videos,
because TikTok 5 second videos are ads, are they not?
They basically are, but at least you get your answer quicker than the YouTube ads stopping you from saving your friends.
Can you get the Heimlich maneuver of TikTok?
Probably. You can get anything off TikTok.
Can you like search it like that though, like you can on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
TikTok is just like, you know how you got YouTube Shorts?
But doesn't it just show you random stuff? You can type in something, but it will just show you something that's like, it's like a, I can't think of the word, but you know, like, it's just like Google when it shows you things related to something, but not actually the actual thing that you're looking for, because it just uses like one word.
Which is why, fingers crossed, and you hope that it shows you what you need to, in especially dangerous moments like that.
We see you, Phoenix, we see you. Thank you.
Honestly, you know what I found funny recently? What you were showing me earlier about like things that people, what was it again?
Things that shouldn't be sexy.
But are.
To some people,
let's not to everyone.
Find it.
No, there was a whole huge list. There was a lot going on right now. And I was just like, why is this? Because you know what it is? Andrea, if you didn't know, she loves a sexy boot.
I love a sexy thing, yeah.
Yeah, and okay. I do think... Her sexy boots are sexy boots.
Yeah, so well, like, you would know.
I would know. I do have one myself now. But
she got gifted a sexy boot, people.
No, but we did do some research on what people think are sexy.
Yeah.
That really shouldn't be.
According to ChatGPT. So you can let us know if you feel, if you agree with any of these as well, because, you know, we want to know.
Exactly.
How you feel about it, and if you agree, if it makes sense. Yeah. Some of them I agree with.
Okay, some of them I do agree as well. So
yeah.
If you agree, if you don't agree, if you have any of your own like weird conspiracies about what are sexy that shouldn't be, or what you find sexy that isn't, please email radio@masonmoe.co.uk
or 07939828739. You can text in and we will be happy to receive your text message as well.
So what we found really funny upstairs when we were discussing this with everybody else was animated characters that have no business being hot. It said Robin Hood. But I don't think Robin Hood is...
Carry on.
Go for
Asha,
it.
We see you, Asha. We're coming to you.
We're coming right to you, Asha. Give us one moment.
Yeah.
But animated characters that have no business being hot. Robin Hood. I don't think Robin Hood, the actual character itself, is hot. But
the fox,
the movement. I don't know where the fox came from.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Okay.
Robin Hood, I think it depends on the actual depiction of Robin Hood. Because I've seen some Robin Hoods that, you know, doesn't look that great.
Like stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. Yeah. Who wouldn't like a bit of that?
The act of that can be quite attractive, I have to say. Very and also, like, the
fish from Shark Tale. Yes.
Or Roger Rabbit's girlfriend.
Literally.
Hello.
Or Betty Boo.
Jessica Rabbit. Betty Boo.
Like, all of that good stuff.
I mean, it's cartoon characters, but they have like a sexy vibe.
Yeah,
sexy vibe.
I get that.
Yeah,
the rolling up sleeves move.
It doesn't matter who does it. I think it matters who does it.
I think it definitely does, because chat told us it could be your dad fixing the sink and suddenly it's like, sir, calm down. Excuse me, what is going on there?
Yeah, that's unhealthy thoughts about your dad.
No, side eye.
Big side eye.
Deep voices saying stupid things like, I would like one McChicken sandwich, please. Sunny's dumbest
sentence sounds like Shakespeare. Imagine.
How funny.
Oh my gosh.
That one specific hoodie.
yeah. Now, I think that this works for men.
You think so?
I think it works for men, because if a woman is wearing that one hoodie, like the man's favorite hoodie, I've heard that men think it's sexy.
Okay,
I've heard that, but I don't know that. About if your boyfriend was wearing your favorite hoodie, would you think that's sexy?
No, I'd be like, why are you wearing my clothes for? Yeah, take it
babe,
off.
That's not your size.
Well, I hope it's not your size. Please, we can't be sharing wardrobes.
Yeah, this is not about swapping clothes.
It's not that, honestly. Start ruining my outfits. No.
They just totally shape different to us. And boys treat their clothes different to how girls treat their clothes anyway.
Honestly, you won't like, fold it, won't iron it.
If you agree with us, people, let us know if you agree. I like the squint or the smirk. So that look that people give when they're confused or amused. So 50%, at 50% power, but add a raised eyebrow. Now, I do think that's sexy. I do think the whole raised eyebrow, knitted brow thing is a bit...
Really?
So yeah, I agree with that.
Can you raise your eyebrows? I can't. Oh, you can.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
I can't raise an eyebrow. I just look really silly. Tune into the podcast to see Angie raise her eyebrow.
Yeah.
No.
Almost, almost.
It doesn't work for me. Oh, no.
But yeah.
Men in aprons. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. Can we go there? Are we allowed?
I don't know about that. Let us know.
We've just been told.
Okay.
We have it on good authority. So men in aprons. There has to be one stipulation, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on here. So we'll skip to the next one.
Oh, what I wanted, driving with one hand on the wheel. You know, when I got my license, that was the first thing that I wanted to achieve. Literally, I called my dad and I was like, Dad, how do I drive with one hand on the wheel? He goes, you've literally only had your license for 1 week. And I'm just like, yes, I understand that part. And he goes, well, if you want to try, just make sure that, like, you know, you have a very strong grip.
A strong grip, yeah.
And ever since, that's been me. Plus, like, the lean back mood, arm up, yes.
Okay, so, all right, so I'll give you a funny story Actually, I was actually did that when I was learning to drive, and this is why my driving instructor was convinced that I'd driven before. Although I hadn't, people, for the record, I had not driven before.
Are you sure?
I had not, but he was convinced that I did, because I started learning to drive with bad habits.
Okay.
But it wasn't actually, it was just bad habits that I picked up from other drivers.
That's a telltale sign.
So he was like, you've driven before. You've clearly driven before. You're too relaxed behind the wheel. Like, I hadn't, I promise. I didn't break the law, people. I was a law-abiding citizen. Still am a law-abiding citizen. But he was convinced that I'd driven before. And I was like, just don't tell my dad that I've driven before. I haven't driven before. So, I did do that one-hand thing. And he was like, both hands on the steering wheel. What are you doing?
Honestly.
Yeah, he was so convinced that... So the emails are coming in now.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what we'll do. Shall we start with Arsha first? Because she was talking about something, and then we'll go to Phoenix and we'll go to Karen.
That's cool. Well, while you're loading up Arsha's text, I'll say what Karen really quickly said. Well, subject line, partner's clothes. Well, as you know, I support Arsenal. Jim has a Spurs hoodie that I used to wear outside when I was walking our dog in the rain. I absolutely loved his hoodie. It was very comfortable. I wouldn't have let him wear any of mine though. No, I love that. No, but Karen is
a bit small, right?
No, for real, because you know Karen's a very short lady, and so is Andrea. Yeah,
Javita thought she was short, but she's actually
I thought I was 5'4", and I'm actually 5'5". Very offended by that.
5'4" envy going on here, people.
Yeah, literally. But Karen, Spurs hoodie. What's going on with that, darling? Thought you were an Arsenal fan.
Is she an Arsenal fan?
Yeah, no, she is diehard.
Oh, but Jim is not, isn't it? So they're like.
That must be conflicting then.
That must be really interesting in
very
their household.
Very interesting. Don't want to see Spurs versus Arsenal. What did Arsha say?
Okay, so Arsha says, sister Onija represented.
Yes,
I paint her as a Pakistani. She seems fun.
As you should.
I also love how Pakistanis are viewed as they really are, hospitable people instead of silly stereotypes.
That is so true. So basically, that is relating to our previous conversation on Onija and the fact that she went to Pakistan. Now she's like lost in Dubai. Mm-hmm. But what everyone's really noticed, as Arsha said, is that people are seeing Pakistani people as like really like hospitable. How do you say it? Sorry, I can't
hospitable.
Say it.
Hospitable
people, do you know what I mean? I think that is really good because they came when she went there, no one hated her for what the demands that she was saying and all that kind of stuff. They were very much like catering to her, helping her walk around, getting her like dressed up in their like traditional outfits and stuff, showing her food spots. So like, yeah, no, I guess if you have the chance to go to Pakistan, guys, go there, because everyone just seems really lovely over there, especially how they treated her when she's kind of like bashing them a little bit. Because sorry, imagine if someone like came into your house and said, yep, give me $5,000, I'm gonna change up the whole thing for you. I'd be like, get out of my house.
Is that all you need?
Is that no, for real?
Oh my goodness,
no, too funny.
That's too funny. $5,000 is not really gonna change the world, is it?
No, of course not.
No,
she just wanted to pocket that quick.
Yeah,
honestly.
She just wanted the $5,000 so that she could just hop over to Dubai and just
hop over to Dubai.
Like she's already done.
She did a bit of shopping. Why not? Great idea.
So, how are you liking the topics that we're talking about? Would you like to choose a topic, or would you like to go back to something that you've heard us mention today? So, let us know. Do remember you can email us at radio.maisonmoti.co.uk. Or you can send in a text like Arsha has done, which is on 207939828739. Send through a text and participate.
Indeed. It's also in the email address that I sent to staff. So just ask any staff member if you're listening without...
And don't forget to download the Moti Radio app as well. You don't always have to go onto motiradio.com. We do have our very own app that you can access anytime you want, with all the sorts of all the wonderfulness that is Moti Radio that we have to offer you. So so you don't need to always go on the .com. You can just download the app. It is available for Android and iOS devices. So it's for everybody. For everyone.
And you'll also have instant accesses to all the podcasts as well on the app as well as like online. So, you know, don't miss out, people. Miss out.
And our meditation playlist as well will be on there as well. So, absolutely wonderful. Absolutely amazing, people.
And
check it out.
Don't forget to send in your own playlist too, because we want to hear about your music and I'm sure listeners want to hear it too.
Yeah, and so definitely if you send in your 5 favourite songs, they will be eventually added to the Moti Radio rotation as well. So that's one of the greatest things. So once you send in your first your favorite 5 songs and you get to hear them live that at the end of our talk segment on a weekly show,
indeed,
then you will be able to listen to it at some other point on rotation on Morty Radio.
Someone's texting about the meditation playlist already. Go on,
meditation playlist, tell us more. Okay, so the meditation playlist is, there's two types. So we have Healing Sounds playlist, which will be available on the actual rotation, radio rotation, which will be scheduled at around 11, between 11 p.m. and midnight on a daily basis. And that will be around, Healing Sounds. So we've got rainfall, we have ocean sounds, we have stream sounds, we have bird song. So those sorts of things that can help you relax and help you sleep. Mm-hmm. Also, we have the meditation playlist, which is actually a meditation option in the menu bar, motiradio.com website. In the menu option, there is an actual page that says meditation. And if you click on that page, you will find at least five or six meditation options. So I think there's a couple guided meditations, which is someone speaking and sort of speaking positive things while you do your breathing exercises. And it's also high frequency meditation that you'll find on there as well, which is about a certain frequency evoking a particular type of emotion or a particular type of mind frame. So it's about positive, high vibration, high vibe stuff, and positive good feeling, really.
Okay, that is lovely.
So I hope that answers your question. Number, we'll see if I can find your number. to number 823. I hope that answers your question, 823.
Thank you. thank you for texting in. Ooh, a snap twinning. Actually, Andrew, I have a question for you.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
What is your top favourite five song? It's a tongue twister for me. Why can't I say it? Top five songs right now.
Do you know what? And anytime someone asks me that, it is such a hard question to answer. I mean, doing what I do, I play music. So yeah. Top five songs. I can't do my top five songs of all time. I can't even do my top five. I can do my top five songs right now.
Okay.
But the problem with that is that no one ever knows them because they're new artists. Because I play new artists. Mm. So no one ever knows them. So I could play it for you. I could play you my top favourite five songs. But you wouldn't necessarily know them because they're new artists and they're upcoming artists. So okay. It's not well known, but yeah.
See, that's where we differ. Because I feel like you're open to like listening to like new music, new people and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, sometimes, like, okay, cool. If I find a new artist, great. But if someone is around me and they play a new song, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh no, I can't listen to it because I can't sing along. Like, I need a song that I know already.
Ah, see, and that's the thing. So this is why, like, some people, everyone's different, and what makes the world go round. There's some people who I like to hear songs that I've never heard before. Yeah. I think the old songs, yes, we can always sing along, and yeah, we can sing along all night. We can do karaoke. We love a bit of that. But at the same time, you know, broaden the horizons. I want to hear something new, something I haven't heard before. Yes, I can't sing along, but I can still enjoy the hell out of the tune.
Okay, fine. I get what you mean, but I'm a karaoke queen. I like a sing along.
Okay. What, every single time?
Every single time.
But you like new music because I've sent you new music and you've appreciated it.
Okay, but I might have only played it that one time.
But then if you play it a lot, can't you sing along? That's what I do.
Okay, true. You do start to like learn songs as well. fine.
Yeah, so new songs, which is what I always say on my show, becomes old songs. Because if you play them often enough, then you get used to them, just like classics.
That is true, to be fair.
It works both ways. Let's see what else we got going on here.
Okay. That is fabulous.
We
to be
have
fair,
some other things coming through.
I'll tell you guys my top five favourite songs right now. So this is like my morning car segment when I'm driving into work. Send My Love by Adele. Who else loves that right now? It's like brand new. Love it. Okay, old song, Don't Speak by No Doubt, because that's always a banger.
Yeah, always.
Because why not?
I do love that one.
This is kind of new. It's more Afrobeats though. MMS by Asake and Wizkid, also a banger.
Okay.
Throwback, Summer by Calvin Harris, because I'm dying for the summertime to come through right now.
Isn't it? Oh my goodness, where I played a track called Summer just the other day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, okay, we talked about again. Exactly that. Like, having it coming, oh.
Okay, I've got Boogie Tonight by, who's that by again? It's a, I Found a Place, that song. That is getting ready.
Tweet,
that is getting ready for our Friday shows that are coming up.
Oh my gosh, I found the place,
yeah,
where we can boogie,
banging. And then last but not least, to be fair, this is actually a new artist, but the reason why I know the song is because it's like on the background of like every TikTok video out there.
Oh,
right,
yeah, because that's how another way that they get those songs out as well.
Exactly. It's called Delulu by Nesya. Nesya, but I think she just spells out her name.
So, let me see it.
Delulu by Nesya. She's a new person as well.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So I can tell you my top five, but nobody's going to know who these people are. So, yeah, I mean, I can tell you. Okay, so first one is Winter Sun by Ego LMA.
Okay.
Loving that one right now.
I'll put it down.
I've got Tiffany Page. Oh, God, what's it called? Tiffany Page is To The Limit, To The Limit. If you know, you know that's a tune. I've got Ruby Francis, Let Me In. And I've got Sebastian Mikel by my side. So I'm trying to kind of give artists that people may know, because these are Shazamable, so you may know them.
Okay.
And then we have, how many is that? Three.
Yeah.
So, and then we have Jasmine J, Late Night. And then we have Ashley DeBose, I love this one. Michelangelo, that's absolutely amazing. So
okay,
yeah.
I thought I've heard say of Ashley DeBose.
Yeah, Ashley DeBose, yeah, she's been around for a while. Okay. So that's my top five at the moment.
But love that, love that. Okay, I feel like our music tastes are like, I think we bond on like funky house and house vibes.
Yeah, well, I love a good house track. You know, that's my favourite thing. Oh yeah, we can talk about that. So when you go out, what's your favourite music you like to listen to, like you like to rave to?
Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. Ideally, I do like a house rave.
Mm-hmm,
I do love lots of funky house, mm-hmm. then turns into like crazy house, then just beats with like my favourite songs.
Okay.
But then what I do normally go to is like mainly like Afrobeats, mm-hmm. Emma Piano and Bashman, which I do appreciate as well.
Okay.
But sometimes it gets a bit repetitive. That's just because like me and my friends like have a different taste in music when it comes to stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So okay, so there's two things that why that can be repetitive, because obviously I don't know, back in the day, I don't know if you youngsters do it the same as we oldies used to do it back in the day, but of course I recognize. There's a big gap between us. Back in the day, we used to follow around particular DJs.
Okay.
So wherever that DJ would go, so it obviously, like, people would book DJs based on the crowds that they would bring.
Yeah.
So how much they would fill that particular venue, yeah. You know, so how big that DJ is, you know, they got a big crowd following. So we would follow particular DJs or particular groups of DJs, which we would call sounds. So we would follow the sound. And so wherever that sound went, wherever they played, wherever, you know, all over, where, north, south, east or west, wherever mm-hmm. they went, we would be there, like, supporting. And so I feel like that's how things get repetitive, because if you listen to the same DJ or the same sound, they play the same songs.
Yeah, the same mixes and stuff. Yeah.
So obviously...
That still happens now.
Does that still happen? Do you guys still do that?
No, we do. So, like, we might have, okay, cool. There's, like, an event going on, absolutely amazing. Apparently everyone's going, so we're going to go. And then we look at the list of DJs playing, we're just like, wait, that's why everyone's going. Because it's the DJs that we normally go to.
Okay.
When we go and... go out to party and stuff. So I was like, okay, cool, that's interesting.
Okay.
And then to be fair, if I go for like a live, like a live show kind of vibes, it's like just one like DJ or like artist playing, like Kate Trinada, I will go and like I try to follow him around.
Okay.
But like his tickets are so expensive, but I try and follow him around and stuff.
Imagine, yeah.
But then he'll have like the same playlist, same kind of vibe. But I still enjoy that, and that's how. So See, we're not so different.
Thank you, Tony. I see you. Thank you so much. Okay, so we've got 6 minutes left. Imagine that, eh?
Oh, no.
Ooh, 5 minutes.
5 minutes to go.
So, yeah, I mean, my favourite is a house rave. I do love a house rave. I do love a jungle rave, just because it kind of takes me back to the good old days.
Aww.
So it's my like kind of version of karaoke. But also, I like to go out and not be bored.
Of course.
I find that if you go out... and you listen to R&B and stuff, you can't really dance to it. I like to go out and actually dance. I like to move my body. I like to be in the middle of the dance floor and
move
my body. Like, I am the original raver.
Yes.
So like, well, not the original raver, but one of the original ravers from back in the day. So like, I love to do that. So I like to go to places where my music's up tempo, where I'm going to be moving my body, where I'm going to be getting some kind of exercise. Because there's nothing better than coming home and thinking, oh, do you know what? That's a really good night. Like, I was literally moving every single song that played. And I can go to an R&B rave or even, I mean, reggae raves, to be fair, bashment raves, you do move. But it's a bit slower. It's a bit more
chill.
Yeah,
with your movements. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe I should probably be doing that for my age. But I'm a young older person though. I've got young heart, people.
Indeed, she does. Plus it's exercise, to be fair, do you know what I mean?
It's good exercise, yeah, and I think it gets the heart pumping, it's good cardio, and if you can still do their moves, I mean I can't do the running man as well as I used to, but if you can still do their moves.
Might as well.
When you're like 20 years older than you were when those moves were in fashion, that's pretty good. I think that's a damn achievement, to be honest. I really do. So yeah, I mean, I don't mind R&B raves and stuff like that, but it does make me feel like you just go into single. It feels like a karaoke session.
It does.
And if I want karaoke, I will go to a karaoke session.
Okay, no, I do get that, to be fair. That's how I feel about, like, okay, love Summer Walker, love you lots, but like when it comes to her concept, everyone just got like a little hand in the air and they're just swaying and stuff.
Side
and
to side.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, R&B does feel like that for me when it comes to like any sort of raves. Okay. So yeah.
So how are you with like 90s R&B?
You know, I love 90s R&B, but I go through like phases when it comes to that. Like certain artists, I feel like, oh my gosh, I've rinsed out Ashanti. Let's calm down. Yeah. Where's a bit of, wait, Miguel might not be in 90s, to be fair. I might be thinking.
No, Miguel's 2000s, but that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
The reason why I was asking that is because for us, 90s R&B is 90s R&B. But for you, because of your of a different generation, your R&B will be slightly different. Because for me, Miguel was who I used to play on my show in the early days.
Okay.
So because he, at that time, was a new artist.
Makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think for like people around my age, R&B, 90s R&B can literally range from like the actual 90s, might include a bit of the 80s, and go out all the way up to like 2010.
Mm.
And everyone was still calling it like, yeah, like throwback R&B, 90s R&B. Yeah, but
Miguel is throwback.
Yeah, Miguel is throwback. Yeah, I do have a bit of Miguel, guys. Mm. Make sure to like play one of the songs today.
Look up Miguel.
Get in the mood. We love it.
Come Through and Chill, that's a big tune.
Yeah, it
come
is. Come Through and Chill. Yeah. And Adorn You.
Adorn is the most popular one, yeah. Adorn is the most popular one. But Come Through and Chill, it's underrated, people. It's underrated.
It's up there. So, guys, don't forget to send in your top 5 favourite songs right now.
Yes,
so
please.
We can make a playlist of you and you can show your music taste to everybody
else.
Literally, it's going to become, hopefully soon enough, where we can start playing music on air and everything else.
Yes.
A whole segment. So, you know, could have the Andrea 20 minutes, you know what I mean? And that could be a vibe.
Indeed, indeed. Literally. So we're looking forward to it. We are indeed looking forward to it. We're going to be wrapping things up right about now. Thank you so much for tuning in with us for the very first Curry show between myself and Jovita. It has been absolute fun.
No, it has been so much fun, honestly.
It's don't really good.
Don't forget to send in any suggestions of what you guys may want to talk about, any hot topics, anything fun, creative, any of your own stories as well. If you guys want some advice on anything, we can be your Auntie Annie's.
Oh, we can. We can give advice.
We can give advice.
Oh my gosh, and even ChatGPT was talking about giving bad advice, but we're trying not to do that around here.
Honestly,
we're all about well-being, so we're giving good advice, so we'll definitely try. Give advice.
So
send in your dilemmas to us and we'll be agony aunties.
Indeed Don't forget to check out the website and the app. So Moti Radio,
and it's Moti Radio on all of the app store download, all app stores. So that's Play, Google Play and the App Store. You can just search Moti Radio and it's an orange M. And indeed. That is our logo, and you can, that is the app that you can download.
Honestly, and guys, don't be coming back on a Wednesday if you want to hear us live anymore. We will be here on Fridays.
But we're not starting that until around, I think, the 14th of March.
Okay, that's fine.
So we will be Wednesdays for the foreseeable. I think we've got one Friday before the 14th of March, but that's not an official Friday.
Okay,
so that's just kind of,
but don't worry, we'll send out emails to all staff as well so you guys know when to tune in.
Everybody
but
will know.
It's 1 p.m. now, how unfortunate.
I know, we have to love you and leave you. But aww, thank you so much once again out to Asha at Lodge, out to head office crew.
Thank you.
Out to all those who are listening silently, thank you so much. And we will catch you all next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Moti Community, for tuning in. Don't forget to check out MotiRadio.com to find out more about our upcoming shows. Our app is available on all Android and Apple devices.